If you guys are digging my narrations, then check out my new channel, Donovan Dread True Crime. I release there twice a week, and the links are below. In this episode, we're going to go over several strange and weird encounters that were sent in to stories@dread.army. Here are the stories. Hey Donovan, I had this very strange and supernatural encounter when I went hiking with a group of friends. This happened in the summer of 2011, shortly after my junior year in college. I went hiking with a group of friends at Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. The group consisted of six people. There were three guys and three girls. We were all pretty athletic and had gone on many hikes together. The hike we took was up the Garnet Canyon Trail to a place which is right at the top of the canyon. It's about 8.5 miles round trip with a fairly steep incline for most of it. We left the trailhead around 7 a.m. and got to our destination around 11 a.m. It was a clear day with no wind and it was pretty warm already at that point. We decided to take a break there because it was such a nice spot overlooking the valley below us and the river that ran through it. We ate lunch, drank some water, and just enjoyed being outside in nature. Then we started heading back down because it was starting to get later in the afternoon and we wanted to be out of the park by 5 p.m. So we started heading down off the height of the trail and began our descent into the valley below us. About halfway down, we heard these sounds coming from off the trail like an animal was moving through the forest. We couldn't see anything and didn't really give it much thought, so we just continued on our way down. As we kept going, we noticed whatever it was off the trail was tracking us. We kept hearing it for the next 10 minutes. We would stop and then the movement would stop. At this point, we knew something was up, and the girls with us started getting creeped out. One of my friends yelled into the woods, "Get out of here," thinking it was an animal that would be scared away by a loud human voice. We began hiking down the trail again, and sure enough, we were being followed again. We kept talking, and we were trying to be loud so that if it was a bear, it would hopefully go away, but we still couldn't see anything off the trail. It was pretty thick at this point of the trail. Then about a half mile down trail, it started opening up a little bit, and this thing was still following us. We kept looking for it. Every few seconds, somebody was turning their head and scanning the trees off the trail. That's when my friend saw it. He said, "Stop and look right over there." I looked in the direction he was pointing, and there it was. This huge Sasquatch standing behind a trunk of a tree, peeking its head out at us. I say Sasquatch because you can't mistake this thing for anything else. It was like 3 feet taller than me, and its shoulders were sticking out on both sides of the trunk it was hiding behind. Its head was huge, and it had this big barrel chest. I mean, this thing looked like it could have been a linebacker for the NFL if it chose to do so. We all stood there in total shock, not saying anything. Then my friend yelled at it, "Why are you following us? We are leaving now, so get out of here." It just stood there looking at us. Finally, we started moving again, heading down the trail at a much faster pace now. We're about 40 minutes away from the parking lot at this point, and we couldn't get there fast enough. The Sasquatch seemed more curious than angry or anything like that. Maybe it was toying with its prey, I don't know. But if it wanted to, it could have torn us all apart with ease, and there would be nothing we could do to stop it. It eventually stopped following us as the trail got narrow at a certain point. It always stayed in the woods and never came out on the trail. This was a crazy experience. I've told this story many times and no one ever believes me. But then I'll call one of my friends and they all say the same thing, and then people start coming around a bit. Like I said, there were six of us that went hiking that day, and every single one of us saw this thing. I just wanted to say thanks for your content and getting the word out there because we all know that these things are real. Hey there, Donovan. I really like your channel and thanks for all that you do. This happened back in 2008, the first day of buck season in Ohio. Now, let me start off by telling you that I was never a hunter and I never grew up around it. But I decided to get into it that year because I had a good friend of mine who had a cabin and would go hunting every year with his family. Whenever I get into something, I always get really into it. So I researched what I should buy as far as a hunting rifle and decided to purchase a Browning 30-06. I took and I passed the hunter safety course and I got my license. Then I went out to the range and I practiced shooting quite a bit. I got pretty good at shooting and was confident enough to go out hunting. So the day before, I drive up to my buddy's camp and we had a few beers the night before, which I don't recommend if you plan on getting up at 5 a.m. to get to your spot. We head out there and walk about a half a mile into the woods, and my friend and I were sitting with each other on this log. We had a good view of the woods because we were a little elevated on this log. I couldn't see a thing at this point because it's basically pitch black out. But my buddy knows where he's going, and so does everyone else because they've been hunting up here every year. So we're sitting there and daylight comes, and right above us is a bunch of turkeys sitting on a branch in a tree. It doesn't really mean anything, I just thought it was interesting that we sat under a bunch of turkeys. We sat there for a while and didn't see anything, so we decided to move around some, and we sat in different places after my buddy Ray showed me where to go. Now, I'm still a total rookie, but I was looking forward to getting my first buck and field dressing it and getting it butchered and all that stuff. Probably no big deal to someone who hunts all the time, but I was really looking forward to it. So I'm sitting there for about 30 minutes, and I could see a good ways, but there's a lot of trees, so I could only take a shot that's about 50 to maybe 100 yards at most. That's when I heard something moving through the woods, and I could see something behind the trees. I was thinking this is going to be my first buck. I pointed my rifle in that direction and tried to see it through the scope. It took me a minute to find it, but then I was right on it. However, it wasn't a buck. It looked like a giant dog. I was confused because there are no wolves in Ohio, and this thing was way too big to be a coyote. It was moving through the woods on all fours, and I could see its back legs, and they looked like a dog's. But it had this long tail, which was really thick. It would swing its tail back and forth as it moved through the woods. I'm trying to figure out what this thing is because I've never seen anything like it before. I got to a point where I could see it perfectly through my scope. It kept moving through the woods, and then all of a sudden, in less than 5 seconds, it changed from going on all fours to standing up on two legs. It stood straight up with no effort at all. It swung its tail around behind itself and then started walking upright. At that point, I knew that this wasn't right, and I yelled out to my buddy Ray while still keeping this thing in view of my scope. As soon as I yelled, this thing dropped down to all fours and took off. I lost it right away. A second later, my buddy Ray comes over and asks, "Did you see something?" I was like, "Yeah, but it wasn't a buck. You're not going to believe this. I just saw this massive wolf." He started laughing and said, "What are you talking about? There are no wolves here, dummy." I was like, "Man, I am not even kidding right now. I saw this giant wolf, and it was on all fours, and then it stood up on its hind legs and started walking around. Then when I called out to you, it got on all fours and it took off. I watched the entire thing through my scope up close and personal." He said, "Maybe it's someone's dog that got loose." Well, there was no sense in trying to convince him about what I saw. He wasn't going to believe me. I didn't see it again, and I never did get a buck that year. I took a shot at one, but missed it, and my buddy Ray ended up shooting it. The next year, I sold my Browning 30-06 to my friend Mike and never went hunting again. Donovan, this is going to sound crazy. Well, because it is. I live just outside of New Orleans in swamp country. This happened 2 weeks ago on June 21st, right after my bowling league on Tuesday night. My house basically sits right next to the Mississippi River, and I have a dock right on the water. My house is on a canal. The canal feeds into the Mississippi River. My dock's about 20 feet wide and 100 feet long. It's a pretty large dock. It's elevated about 6 feet off the water with a staircase that goes down into the water. I have a boat dock there as well. The house is surrounded by swamp, literally all around it except for where my driveway goes in and out of the property. So after bowling, two friends and I were hanging out on my dock, drinking a few Bud Heavies, when we hear something thrashing around in the water. It's kind of far off, maybe about 50 yards out, so we can't make anything out. I have a light on the dock, but it doesn't shine that far into the canal. We do have gators, and they're most active at night, so we brush it off as a gator and continue hanging out on the dock. About 5 minutes later, we hear the same loud thrashing. Only this time, it's to the right of my dock, near that edge of the canal. We can't see anything, but we know something's there. Figuring this is the same gator that was splashing around a few minutes ago, we shine the flashlight that I had over in the direction, and what we saw is something I'll never forget. I grabbed my flashlight, and I went to the edge of my dock and shined it into the direction of the noise. Then on the bank of the canal, I see this humanoid creature climb out of the water's edge onto land. This thing looked like a cross between a gator and a man. I've thought about it since and researched it online, and it kind of looks like that lizard from the Spider-Man movie, only its head was shaped different. This thing stood as tall as a human and had green scaly skin and these muscular legs. It had four fingers with claws on the end of them and this massive gator-like tail. I'm just in shock and I can't believe what I'm seeing. My two friends come over to the edge of the dock and they see it too. We all stand there for a few seconds, not knowing what to do next. The creature looks at us and makes this hissing sound, almost like a snake, but with much more bass to it. It slowly walks out of the water, then begins to pick up pace, and then it takes off along the side of the canal into the darkness. It ran like a man, not like a gator. However, it looked so odd with its tail. It had long arms that just swung as it ran, and this massive tail that was moving back and forth as it was taking off. We were frozen in place for a moment after it left. We just looked at each other in disbelief on what we just saw. We had to be imagining this because lizard men just don't exist. We sat there for a good 10 minutes talking about what we saw. My friend always carries, so at least we had some protection if this thing returns. I was debating on calling the cops or animal control, but what am I going to tell them? That my friends and I, who were drinking a couple Bud Heavies, saw a lizard man crawl out of the Mississippi River and just take off. Yeah, right. No one would believe me. That's why I'm writing this to you, Donovan, so you can share it on your channel and hopefully make people aware that these types of creatures exist. Be safe and take care. Hi, Donovan. First, thanks for getting people's stories out there. After my experience, I've been wanting to share my story, but just haven't until now. I do watch some other channels like yours, like What Lurks Beneath. I just never really took the time to put this down and send it in. So my encounter took place when I was at college. I was at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. It's in Indiana, PA. I lived off campus my sophomore year in what used to be called the Carriage House Apartments. I know that they've probably changed since. Actually, a lot of things have probably changed because this was about 26 years ago when it happened. So the night started out at my apartment and we had some friends over. There are about a dozen of us, both boys and girls. Of course, we were drinking, and back then the beer of choice was a 36-pack of Genesee Light that I would get delivered to my apartment with my fake ID. Trust me, it wasn't because of the taste, but it was the most that we could get for our money back then. Man, I miss the 90s. Anyways, I can't remember what we were doing, but we would always end up playing guitar because I played and so did two of my friends. We then thought it would be fun and spooky to go through Oakland Cemetery that was less than a mile away. So there's 12 of us all walking down the street, and we come to the cemetery. We're walking around looking at all the old graves and headstones when we come upon a small hill that overlooked one of the smaller sections of the cemetery. It was spooky because it was dark and there was no moon out that night, and we could hear dogs barking in the distance. We all started talking about how this place is probably haunted by all the people buried there. One friend of mine said he read somewhere that cemeteries are portals to other dimensions or something like that. So we laughed it off and we just kept walking around. Then I saw someone standing on top of one of the tombstones way over in the corner where I just mentioned before. He looked like a shadow at first, but as we got closer, I noticed he had on black clothes, long hair, and a beard. He looked like he was leaning his arm with his elbow resting on top of this headstone. As we got closer, he never moved or acknowledged us in any way. So my friends and I thought this guy must be drunk or high, just hanging out in the graveyard at night. So I keep walking towards this man, and now I can make out features like his eyes, which were open, staring straight ahead and not blinking at all. Also, you could see his face, which seemed very pale white, almost ghostly looking, if you know what I mean. At this point, my friends are getting freaked out because he still hasn't moved or acknowledged us. So I say, screw it, let's just walk right up to him and see what happens when we get close enough to him. As soon as I said that and started walking towards him, he let out this scream that was so loud right at us, and then he disappeared. We freaked out and ran down this hill that led out of the cemetery. I was running so fast that I tripped over one of the girls in front of me. She ended up breaking her finger due to us both falling on the concrete. I felt so bad, but we were just so scared and we were all running down this hill. I couldn't slow myself down in time. Plus, it was just so dark out. Anyways, we went back to my place, except for the two girls who ended up going to the hospital to get her finger fixed. We were all in shock by what we just witnessed because all of us heard it and saw that man or whatever that was by the gravestone. I just wanted to say thank you for listening to my narrations. And if you have a weird or strange encounter you would like to share, send it to stories@dread.army. And again, make sure you check out my true crime channel, Donovan Dread True Crime. The links are below. Thanks and God bless.